This is Kent Lindquist. I'm back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight the recorded works of valve trombonist Bob Bookmeyer. As I stated in the first hour, he was a great jazz soloist, also a composer, arranger, and leader. And he worked with the Stan Getz Quintet, the Clark Terry Quintet. He cut a lot of albums with Zoot Sims or Al Cohn on tenor sax. And it was with the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, Vanguard Orchestra, and also the Jerry Mulligan Jazz Concert Band. So he had a great number of recorded works down through the years. We're going to just touch on a few tonight. And we're going to cut something from an album cut in 1961. Appropriate title of the album is 1961. There's a good way to date an LP. So let's listen to Bookmeyer on valve trombone, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Steve Kuhn on piano, and doing Nice Work If You Can Get It. Thank you. George and Ira Gershwin's great standard from the Great American Songbook. Nice work if you can get it, done by Bob Bookmeyer from his album 1961, ably assisted by one of his old partners in time, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Steve Kuhn on piano. And now we're going to turn to really a dynamite big band that Dizzy Gillespie put back together in the late 50s. And it included the young Lee Morgan on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, Ernie Henry on alto sax, Benny Golson and Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Charlie Persip on drums. What a dynamite lineup. They could really chew them up and spit them out. And this is their version of a Dizzy Gillespie composition, Burke's Works. Thank you. That was a Dizzy Gillespie big band doing a Dizzy Gillespie composition, Burke's Works. Here's some fine tenor sax work there by Benny Golson, and of course the trumpet solo was taken by the leader and composer, Dizzy Gillespie. Well, in 1961, our highlight artist of the week, Bob Brookmeyer, cut an album saluting the composer Alec Wilder. And this is a nice little group composed of Brookmeyer on valve trombone or piano. I'm not sure. He may play piano on this one, too. I'm not sure. We'll see. Valve trombone and or piano. And we have Jim Hall on guitar, very tasteful guitar player. Bill Crow on bass. Mel Lewis on drums. And this is an Alec Wilder ballad, It's So Peaceful in the Country. Thank you. right, that was Bob Brookmeyer doing It's So Peaceful in the Country, an Alec Wilder composition from his album Seven Times Wilder. He does seven different compositions written by Alec Wilder, and that was also some fine guitar work there by Jim Hall. Okay, now we're going to do something from the Harold Arlen Johnny Mercer songbook, and we're going to do Red Garland on piano doing Blues of the Night, backed up by Sam Jones on bass and Arthur Taylor on drums from Red Garland's CD or LP, Soul Burning.
Thank you.
wonderful, tasteful piano of Red Garland doing a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer tune, Blues in the Night, backed up by Sam Jones on bass and Arthur Taylor on drums. We're going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Bob Brookmeyer from his album cut in 1956, simply called Brookmeyer. And this was an all-star group that included people like Gene Quill on alto sax, Hank Jones on piano, Milt Hinton on bass, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Nick Travis on trumpet. This is their little romp through Zing with the Strings of My Heart.
Thank you.
Sing with the Strings of My Heart, done by the Bob Brookmeyer Orchestra. Simply titled, the LP was simply titled Brookmeyer. Had some fine alto sax here by Gene Quill. Tenor sax was by Al Cohn. Of course, valve trombone work was by Brookmeyer. Now I'm going to turn to a West Coast sound of Marty Paich, who was a very accomplished pianist, but he's better known as a composer and arranger. And this is from his album he cut out in L.A. called I Get a Boot Out of You. It's a little big band again, and with Art Pepper on alto sax, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Connie Condoli on trumpet, one of Mishawaka's finest, Victor Feldman on vibes, Russ Freeman on piano. This is Ellington's great composition, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. That was Marty Paich's Little Big Band. That was his arrangement of Duke Ellington's great composition, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. It included Art Pepper on alto sax, Bill Perkins on tenor sax. We heard a little vibe work there by Victor Feldman, and Russ Freeman on piano, Connie Condoli on trumpet. Okay, we're going to turn now back to our highlight artist of the week, and that is Bob Brookmeyer, the great valve trombonist, and this is another track from his album Stretching Out. And this is going way back in the archives on this one. This is Jelly Roll Morton's composition, King Porter's Stomp. This is an updated version of a tune that was written by Jelly Roll Morton probably back in the mid-20s. And he's got His partners in time here include Al Cohn on baritone sax, tenor sax, Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Harry Edison on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano. Let's listen to King Porter Stomp. Porter Stomp, done by Bob Bookmeyer, of course, on valve trombone from his album stretching out. Some nice trumpet work there by Harry Sweet Sadison, tenor sax work by Zoot Sims and Al Cohn. Well, we're going to do something by Kenny Burrell on guitar, backed up by Mel Waldron on piano, and this is an album that, what was it called? It's cut on the Prestige label, two guitars, and we got Kenny Burrell on guitar, Mel Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, R. Taylor on drums. This is I'll Close My Eyes. Thank you. Kenny Burrell on guitar doing I'll Close My Eyes. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night with some of the best in modern mainstream jazz from about 8 to 10. So I hope you make it a habit of joining us for some more swing sounds next week. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist of the week, Bob Brookmeyer on Val Trombone from his album Kansas City Revisited. And what more appropriate song for a Kansas City Revisited LP than Moton Swing, which was kind of the national anthem of Kansas City jazz in the 30s, written by Benny Moton and made famous by Count Basie. Let's listen to Moton Swing.
Mm-hmm.